Is your mic done? You really can't touch it because all yours. Star Wars needs the Care Bears.
Ah, everybody loves a good Care Bear. Okay.
Okay.
We're doing it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday, I gotta tell you, Thomas.
Tell me, Brian.
Star Wars friendships suck.
Ooh, let's drink up.
Drink up.
Drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Hello there, pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm good, babes. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm doing great. You know why I'm doing so great?
Tell me.
Not one, Thomas, but two. Two new patrons.
Just two new patrons?
Our patron.
Two?
Yes.
Well, thank you, patrons.
Yes, thank you, Haley. Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate you so, so much.
Thank you.
And as a special little treat, we're going to go ahead and show all of YouTube, like the thousands of people that watch us, what they're missing by not joining Patreon. We're going to show you our beautiful faces, the entire production.
You are welcome.
If you like looking at that handsome mug over there, you should
luck.
You should join our patron.
You should join our patron.
Our Patreon.
You should join that too.
We got to start this over.
Oh, fuck. Just that part.
Hello. Hello there, Pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am feeling super duper.
Well, it's fantastic.
Two people drove up in their Mini Coopers.
Two?
And joined our Patreon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Haley. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Haley. And thank you, Daniel.
As a special little treat, we're going to go ahead and keep this full video podcast up on the YouTubes.
You're welcome.
All those thousands of people that watch us. Thousands.
You're welcome, every one of you.
And if you're just joining us for the first time because you're one of those thousands, well, and you might not know us. I'm your host, Brian. With me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello, hello, hello.
Me, yes. We have had quite a week.
Yes, we have.
So last Wednesday, we're going to start on the positives first.
Mm-hmm.
So also, we're very brave, especially as gay men, because we're very tired. I'm a little bit under the weather, and we're still putting our faces out on into the world.
Yes, and that, it's been raining all day.
That is real commitment as gay men. Like, this is a very serious craft.
Very.
So last week on the live stream, which you can check out every Wednesday on YouTube for Let's Kiki at 9 p.m. East every Wednesday, where we react to new episodes of Star Wars, like The Mandalorian right now. And if you're listening to this the day it comes out, come back tonight and watch us. You, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Scored big against that evil corporation known as SiriusXM.
I did, actually.
All their Howard Stern money. Couldn't stop you.
This is true.
What happened? Give us the
deets. Were overcharging me. So I accused them of stealing. I called them up and I asked them why they were stealing my money. And, you know, I have to say their customer service is excellent. They looked into it. They apologized.
They're like, oh my God, we really have been stealing from you.
Uh-huh. And they asked me if I wanted it back or if I wanted it in a credit. And I said, I'll take it in a credit. Thank you very much.
You know, because a credit, honestly, it almost feels like you got it for free.
Exactly.
You already spent the money. You already said goodbye to the money. And now it's just kind of like free.
Because the truth of the matter is, in 3 months, I'm not going to remember anyway. I'll just remember I can turn it on and there it is.
But you know what you're going to remember every month when that waste of paper comes in or that email that says $6 minus $6 or whatever it is? Because they also gave it to you for $6, right?
No, $7.20-something cents. Sorry, people.
My Spotify.
You got a better deal than I do.
My SiriusXM is only $6. You got to learn to play the system, Thomas.
But yours is actually $6. Mine's actually $0. Well, that's not true because they already took the money. So
okay, well,
no one wins. You never win. But
also,
it's a good
people,
story.
Just so you know, this shiny tungsten right here means that your deal is my deal. So I also got it for free.
Oh, believe me. Because as Thursday came along, I realized your deal is my deal.
So real quick, because we're going to get into the these two episodes. We're going to have a fairly short episode this week. Because like I said, I'm feeling a little under the weather. And I have to save this beautiful voice of mine for tomorrow's
for
live
tomorrow
stream.
Tomorrow night. Yep.
Spoiler alert. We're recording this very late. So last week on the way home from work, if you have listened for a long time, you may know that I drive a dad van, also known as a VW Tiguan, a blue one that I have named Max Rebo. So I've mentioned Max several times on the podcast. Well, a 4-day-year-old driver decided to not stop at the stoplight when she was turning left and turn left right in front of me. A 4-day-year-old driver.
So a 16-year-old with
her license
for 4 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
For 4 days. Didn't stop. Just turned left in front of me. Luckily, I, like Hunter, am a very good dad and was able to be offensive and did not have a T-bone. I'm fine. I was a little sore last week. Over the weekend, I slept a lot. But, you know, I'm fine. However, dealing with the insurance.
Which is why this is not scheduled earlier. Right?
Yep.
Because we were on the phone for an hour and a half tonight.
Yep, tonight. All weekend we've been trying to figure this stuff out. So right now I'm in a car rental. Is my car totaled? I don't know. Is it going to be able to be fixed? I don't know. Am I going to get a new car? I don't know. I've also had my car paid off. How long has that car been paid off? Like 5 years?
Uh-huh.
Something like that? Yep.
Yes.
You know, Tommy and I work very hard to pay our cars off very quickly. We usually have them gone in like a year or two. Like, we do all sorts of sacrificing, get them paid off. Anywho.
I'm not happy.
I did not want to buy a car right now because, you know, the world is changing. Cars are going electric. Body styles are changing. Parts are missing all over the world. It is not the time to buy a car.
And this car was supposed to be our son's first car.
Yeah.
And that would be in 3-something years.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyways.
And every day it just keeps changing. Literally, the story keeps changing. I will not mention the insurance company, because I don't think it's probably the right thing to do, even though we just threw Sirius under the bus. But, you know, hey, I'm not happy with them.
You know, sometimes Aunt Flo comes to visit, and Aunt Flo is like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on here, but Aunt Flo showed up apparently to our adjuster.
Well, she should stop making the commercials and maybe help us out a little bit.
And Andrew, you're a jerk.
I hope he isn't a Star Wars fan.
I was your number one fan, but not anymore.
Andrew's the adjuster that we will, as of this evening,
fired.
No longer have.
Yeah. Fired.
Out of here.
These smiley faces, these giggly voices that you listen to on Pink Milk. It's all fake news. We're really jerks. We're really mean. We've been Palpatine all along. Or as You're Tommy calls really him, Palpatine.
Palpatine.
All right, baby. Enough about us.
Yes.
Let's get into our friends over there in the Bad Batch.
Yes. How are they?
You tell me. They're on a beach vacation.
They showed up this week, so.
Yeah, they
you
were
know
flown to
paid.
An island.
Mm-hmm.
So last week's episode was very sad. Crosshair almost died. Our new hot, hot, hot clone Mayday is dead.
Dead.
Crosshair is like laying on a lab table somewhere on Kamino, Kamino's gone. Mount Tantus with who knows what's going to happen to him. And it was a really heavy episode last week. One of the best Bad Batches ever. Last week. Okay. This episode, but you know what? I will say, for an episode that I feel like other weeks you and I may have said like, it was fine. It was fine. I felt like this was a much needed breath of fresh air. And, you know, there was still a tsunami. Lots of people probably died and were still stranded. But it was still, we also were stranded on Fiji. Mm-hmm. So we have this beautiful island. But this episode, and then thinking about what we're going to talk about with the Mandalorian here in a minute, got me thinking about, you know, that phrase, friendship is magic. I think it's My Little Ponies.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's no bronies or ponies. Is there? Bronies are like male My Little Pony fans.
Oh,
I don't know if My Little Pony is still relevant or not, but it was at one point in time. And it got me thinking that friendship in Star Wars is really kind of a crock full of shit. There's not a lot of good friends in Star Wars. Not a lot of good friends. We're going to get into it.
Okay.
We're going to get into it. But this episode started off with one of those not so great of friends, Sid. So I kind of like how off camera somewhere along the ways they kind of fired her.
Yeah. She needs to go.
About damn time.
Yeah.
So she's going to be a villain now. You, like, I'm assuming here they are. They just found Fiji, right? Or Hawaii, or, you know, island of choice. And, sorry. Island of choice. And I think she's going to turn them in. Where do you think the show's going to go?
Think she's really going to turn it
in? I do. We only have 3 episodes left.
Ooh, okay. Well, you know they're after, God, what's her name? The 20-year-old? I forgot her name already.
Omega?
Yes, that's it. Sorry.
The titular character of the entire series?
It just escaped me. I had a moment, so.
I forgot her name on the bottom of my martini glass.
Well, you know, she hasn't. All right, let's think about for a minute. How many episodes of this season has she truly been in?
Probably 2. No, she's been
She had the bar exam. She was working at the bar. She was studying for the bar.
If you were just now finding us, because honestly, Tommy, thank you to our friend Joey over at Krypton to Alderaan, gave me some pointers.
Okay.
Our YouTube videos are like kind of blowing up.
Awesome.
They're no KTA. Way to go, Joey. I'm very proud of you. KTA, honestly, if you like the Bad Batch, Royce and Joey do like amazing, amazing Bad Batch recaps. Awesome. I like them a lot. Much better than us. So maybe hit the like button, subscribe if you're doing this on YouTube, and then turn this off and go.
Are we recapping
to
them?
I don't know what we're doing here.
We're kind of chatting about them.
I like
we're chatting
that.
About them.
We don't recap. We chat.
We're chatting about them. We're giving our opinion.
Our thoughts, our feelings.
This is an opinion show.
Yes.
Loosely based on facts.
Very loosely. We're like Fox News. We just make up the news.
We just make it up.
And yeah,
we know it's wrong, but we'll keep telling you over and over again.
That's what we do here. Pink milk goes Fox. We're Megyn Kelly and Maria Bartiromo over here.
Bartiromo?
I don't know.
She's
I'm really upset.
But she's business. She's on the business side.
Okay, but
which is okay. I think.
Oh,
the
who's
Fox
the judge lady that's like the real, she was the real loser of them all. Judge Maricone or I? Yeah, I know these people.
I liked her though. I don't like, but I liked her. They did a great Saturday Night Live episode.
Was just canceled. So,
no,
thank
I didn't
you.
Like her.
Thank
but
you
I
for the 2 new patrons that probably just left us.
Judge Janine, something like that. We don't watch it. We just see the.
I do love Fox News for Saturday Night Live. Yes. Yeah.
When they do Fox News on Saturday Night.
Yes.
Live. Yeah.
It's great.
It is great.
Okay. Anyways, right. Back Sorry. To Star Wars. Let's leave that. Place with her. That should be the channel that should never be mentioned. Anyways, what do you think? Okay, we're on this beautiful island. Fee, who I love, our lesbian queen, Wanda Sykes, voices Fee. She turned out to be quite a lady, like quite a nice lady. We weren't sure who she was before. We've seen her once before. She was a pirate, or she likes to call herself a liberator of ancient artifacts. And she brings these people back to her island because she's like, hey, I think Omega needs friends. And the 3 of you, meaning Hunter, Tech, and...
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, what did you just say to me? about the show and the cast of characters? I mean, I know it's not Omega.
Buck's gonna kill me.
Star, but
Wrecker. Wrecker's name. Buck
he's
is
gonna
like,
Wrecker you.
Yeah. Bucky might after this because Bucky loves Wrecker. But like he's, Fee's like, you know, you aren't really friends. And so she introduces her to her little niece and they run off and have fun. And so Hunter's like, maybe we should stay here. So they think they're getting away, which is why we know Sid's going to turn him in. And then all of a sudden there's a tsunami. What do you think was making those earthquakes? Do you think there's something nefarious going on?
Ooh, I thought it was rather strange to have a earthquake on a show. It seems so random, but because they don't usually deal with weather situations, right? Except for that one time.
Look behind you. There's a poster for episode one, The Phantom Menace. While we are on the streets of Tatooine, better get in, Anakin. A sandstorm's coming. Oh, we have to stay at my place. It's right over here. Sandstorms are very, very dangerous. I'm not sure if that's the right lines, but you know what? I'm on Fox News. I'm going to sell it.
There you go. It doesn't have to be right.
We just have to say it was. Yeah. So what do you think was going on? Do you have any thoughts? Or do you think it's just truly a natural disaster?
You know, actually, I think that's a good thing that you bring up. It crossed my mind for a second. Maybe it was something else going on, but I do not think so. I think it really was just a weather event.
Okay. Yeah. So I cannot remember in my mind during Clone Wars when we first met the Zillow Beast.
Mm-hmm.
There were these fancy drills that Asajj was like zooming in on. Mm-hmm. And they're like these cool machines that drilled into the earth. And I could be completely wrong that it's the Zillow Beast episode. If I were a good podcaster who did not have a family of three boys, also in a car accident, and a full-time job in a record store record store day, and opening a new store, and I had time and a husband. Whew, God, how do I That's even have me. Time to do this? I would have done some research. But anyways, I was like, it gave me those vibes. And I'm wondering if they're going to release the Zillow Beast on that little town.
I don't think so.
How terrible would that be?
That would be terrible, but I don't know why it would cause a weather event.
Yeah. I don't know. So I have to say, speaking of friends, because this episode really is Friendship is Magic episode. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that Hunter, you know, I feel like the Bad Batch is a real good group of friends, actually. They were very supportive of Echo leaving. They also like welcomed him in, you know, like open arms when we first met the Bad Batch in Clone Wars and Echo joined them. Then they let him go easily. This whole drama between Crosshair and them, like they're still kind of friendly. Are we like Crosshair's gonna have to come back here at some point? I don't know what this finale is gonna be. I don't know. But
so we have three
left.
Three to go.
Yeah. Which I'm very excited about.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's not Echo gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
We just dealt with a kidnapping in last season. Mandalorian.
And she was kidnapped last season by Cad Bane. And remember? Because it looked like it was going to be Fennec Shand, but she was really trying to help her out.
Oh, I hope they're not going to go back and do that again.
Yeah, we already did it once.
Yeah, but that's what they've set up. They're in search of her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's not do it again.
No.
This is not going to be a moment of it's poetry or rhymes. That will be, nope, we just did that last season. And we can't even think of 16 episodes without repeating story beats. They're better than that.
Welcome to Saturday morning.
Yeah, so anyways, what did you think? What did you think of them ditching Sid? Did you like that they kind of did it off camera?
You know I'm over Sid.
Yeah.
She's mean to them. She's not been nice to them at all. There was a Carla. Brief moment in the very beginning of this season.
Yeah.
She was kind of nice. She helped them out.
Yeah, during the pod race episode, exactly, right?
Exactly. Yeah, where, you know, they still never explained.
You are not letting that
no,
go.
No. I mean, I think maybe I've been doing this podcast too long. I just have really, now I'm analyzing what they do a little bit more. It's like, oh my God. I mean, I'm not even the super fan. I'm the casual fan at best, right? And I'm starting to see like same all over again. But that was a big one, not explaining. Nobody taking responsibility for the accident.
I wonder if Tech and Omega should start a YouTube channel like our friends. It should be Star Wars Unexplained.
Star Wars Unexplained?
Yeah. Hosted by Omega and Tech.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine Tech not trying to explain something? Mm-hmm. That, actually, you know what? That's a riot. That should be a real show. Mm-hmm. Omega has a sense of humor. She'd be all over it. But can you imagine Tech not being able to explain something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
I'm here for that. I'm here for that. Like, he has to be in on the joke.
Right.
Like, I want him to, like, be really trying to not explain it. And he's having a hard time. Just watch him, like try not to. I think that'd be hilarious. So do you think Fee, is she a good lady? Are they going to be real friends?
Ooh, I don't know if I trust her. I don't trust anybody anymore.
Oh.
No. Not in the shows that I've seen lately. So.
Okay, well, speaking of not trusting anyone that should be your friends, I think that's a good segue to get into The Mandalorian. Where I was so happy to see friend of the show, Katie O'Brien. If you haven't listened to that interview, scroll back to like 2 years ago and listen to Tommy and I speak to her. Was really happy that she came back.
Mm-hmm.
She's super kind, IRL, like really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So great. I was very happy for her. Now I'm like, bitch, you got to go.
Yeah, she was.
She was mean.
She was evil.
This is not friendship. She tricked him along.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to. Okay, we have two friendship is magic episodes going on in Mandalorian. We basically had two stories. We have Bo-Katan with the Mandalorian and then Alia Kane and Dr. Pershing. Who do you want to start with?
Oh, gosh. I'd like to start with Alia Kane.
Okay. That stupid bitch. Not you, Katie. You're wonderful.
No, she is wonderful.
But Alia is a bitch.
But is she a bitch?
Well, maybe not. We'll see. But let me tell you, when she bit that little biscuit, she scrambled up Dr. Pershing's brain.
Oh.
That was right. So good.
That was good. I think she's still working.
You're right. Oh, yeah. No, that's right. She is a bitch. That's
I wouldn't say she's a B. I would just say she's not very... She's not very kind in this episode.
Yeah, okay. So this is what's interesting. So episode 3 of The Mandalorian this season, or is that episode 4? We're on episode 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Three.
The Convert. We have these, these Imperials are part of the, what do they call it?
Mm-hmm.
What were they called? Amnesty. They're part of the Amnesty Project.
Right.
So we met Katie O'Brien last year as the comm, or 2 years ago as the comm officer for Moff and Top Gideon's ship, who she was amazing then. And she like kind of took over the fandom by storm with her. Like just, she was so cool. But she's back and they're at a picnic table. And as I said on our live stream, that was just giving me queer kids in the cafeteria vibes of like, I see you, like we don't really fit in here, but I recognize you. So we're going to be friends because like these people are not our people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's like total that vibe.
Absolutely.
Like, yep. We were part of that. Don't ask, don't tell. We both got canned because we came out. These straight dudes definitely didn't come out. They're going to take those fancy little plastic wine cups, stackable wine cups, and like start smashing them on their head and get like, yeah, and doing push-ups.
Solo cups?
What?
Red ones? The red ones?
Solar cups?
The solo cups? The red solo cups?
Yeah, no, those things are just like legit, these stackable wine glasses that you can pick up at like a convenience store. And that's what they were. It was hilarious.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Real world in Star Wars. It's always a fun game to look for. But yeah, so they had this like great relationship at the beginning and then I kind of fell for it. I thought they were really going to be friends.
I never trusted her from the very beginning. It's interesting though. She was a completely different character.
Yet
the same character, but she was
a different character until that biscuit came up and then she was, there she is. There's that comm officer, bitch.
That's why I think she's a plant there.
Get away from him, you bitch. Please tell me you get at least that reference. Sigourney Weaver, the Queen Alien, Aliens. It's like one of the most iconic lines in all of film.
Okay.
Okay, well, I fell for it, and I love what Ben said. Ben was visiting us on Wednesday on a live stream, and Ben was like, You knew she was a liar. It was right there in the name, a liar.
Don't tell
her. She's a liar.
She's a liar. Actually, that's pretty darn good.
It is good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm like, oh, Ben, you're so much smarter than me. Yeah. Anyways, I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. I loved seeing Andor. And I thought we were going to get into all the stuff about tone and all of that with seeing Andor both here and in, or not Andor, seeing Coruscant in both Andor and The Mandalorian, but we really kind of got into it a lot on the show, so we don't need to repeat it here. Head back on if you want to join that Patreon. The whole episode's over there on our Patreon page. Yeah, so I really just want to focus on their whole like friendship business because I thought it was interesting. And I think it says something to kind of where they're at. You know, we haven't revisited this aspect of The Mandalorian since the first season, though. But if you remember in season one of Mando, like we had those dirty stormtroopers, Grief Cargo spoke to the like vacuum. Once the Empire left, the crime syndicates and stuff came back up. And,
right,
you know, this episode did a really good job of showing how terrible the New Republic is and how they don't have their act together at all. Again, there were some really interesting conversations we had on Wednesday, but we haven't really this show has been so focused on Din and Grogu that we haven't really seen the way it's affected everyday people. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say that these two are everyday people. They were ex-Imperials. But, like, is she just bad? Is she kind of messed up? Like, you know what I mean? I think some of this stuff, I'm curious to see where that story is going to go and who she's working for. Is she still trapped in someone's web, or is this her own volition?
Well, we saw at the end that she was with the police officers, right? Mm-hmm. Or with the officers.
Yeah.
So she's with them, right?
But is she working for them, or is there something else bigger going on?
Hmm. Well, I mean, why would they? They were trying to stop Pershing from something.
Right? Yeah, from raiding those things. And, right. It, the, you know, when they were talking to the Mon Cala, the goldfish dude, mm-hmm. like, this has happened before, where the Imperials, like, are so messed up and make so many bad choices for so long that they kind of find themselves continuing to make bad choices, but also like you're also this weird government saying you're giving these people a second chance, but then don't let them have names and you make them like live in only X square feet. Like you're treating them like they're.
Are they getting free rent though?
I don't know. This whole thing was weird. The New Republic is not a great place, which I like. Again, we got an early taste of that. That might have been the first season too. When that was the second season when they pulled over Din and Grogu for no reason and then made up that he had expired plates, but there was no reason. They just pulled him over, which is cool. Like, I like this part of The Mandalorian because, like, it's not beating you over the head with that stuff. You just have to, if you want to dive in, you can. If you just want to watch these two characters where one's still bad, you can watch it that way.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we understand with our boys, we understand trauma and how easy sometimes it is for even them still to slip into these old habits that have
absolutely
honestly have been away from them longer than they've even been with us. But it's still there. It's still in them. And I almost wonder if that's what she's doing. Is she relapsing on this trauma? Can she not trust anyone because she's so messed up? Does she still buy the Imperial?
I think it got idea? Too complicated there. I think that she is, sorry, just got too heavy, too deep. But I think she's either working for somebody or she's trying to get back and prove herself to someone.
Okay.
So, and I think I'm more leaning probably. Towards she's working for somebody. So.
Moff Gideon, you think?
Well, whatever happened to him? All of a sudden he
was gone. Well, they said that he may have escaped being captured. They mentioned that in this episode.
They did.
That there was rumors that he got away.
Well, there you go.
So he's still out there running around somewhere.
So why would he want to get back at Pershing then?
I don't know.
I think there's no connection there.
You know what you could do, Thomas?
No, tell me.
You could head on over to Pink Milk on YouTube.
Okay.
Find our playlist, Serving Milk. where I discuss who I think Elia Kane might be working for. And I give you that very answer of why they are scrambling up old Dr. Bershine's brain.
You can just tell me right now?
No.
Okay.
You've got to hit pause here and go over to YouTube. Hit like and subscribe if you haven't already. Don't forget to ring that bell notification so you don't ever miss an episode.
Ring the bell.
Yeah, but anyways, I just like, I don't know. It was like making me think of all these friendships, and it made me think of back to episode one, how much of a jerk Qui-Gon Jinn was to Boss Nass and Jar Jar Binks, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. He was so rude to them. You don't remember any of these things, do you?
How many years ago was that?
I don't know. We saw it a few years ago, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who Qui-Gon Jinn is?
Yeah, he's somebody. I've heard his name.
Do you know who Jar Jar Binks is?
Qui-Gon Jinn. Yes, I know who he is. He is Obi-Wan Kenobi's person.
Master.
Mm-hmm. So,
Count Dooku's former Padawan.
Who?
You just saw him again in Tales of the Jedi. It was Count Dooku's former Padawan.
Yeah, there you go. Count Dooku's former Padawan. Well,
yeah, and Qui-Gon Jinn also was the one who taught Yoda how to be a Force ghost.
Okay.
Qui-Gon Jinn became one with the Force.
And he wasn't around very long.
Well, not in the movies. He was a grown man. He had been around for a long time. He's a great character.
Okay.
Very noble. He would have been able to walk away from the Jedi. He would have pulled an Ahsoka Tano, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Ahsoka Tano.
Yep.
When's that coming?
Well, allegedly, rumor is, I believe, that episode 4, which would air this week.
Right.
Is written by Dave Filoni and directed by Dave Filoni, possibly. Okay. So, pretty good indicator that's going to be the Ahsoka episode.
Wait, she's going to be in an episode?
Probably.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would not be surprised. Anyways.
Well, I was talking about the series.
Oh, that's coming out this year. Acolyte got pushed back to 2024. But I told you about this, didn't I?
No.
So, it's 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Of Ahsoka.
No, of The Acolyte. Mm.
Don't bother.
No. It's the gay one. It's going to be very gay.
I know, but it's how many years away?
A year.
Next year?
Okay. Next year. Okay. 8 episodes, 60 minutes.
Okay.
They have an intimacy coordinator for all 8 episodes.
Oh. For all the episodes?
For all 8 episodes.
And this is on Disney.
On Disney Plus. Leave it Disney to the gays Plus. To bring the sex. All those trolls out there on the internet who are yelling at Pink Milk. Why do you always have to bring sex into Star Wars?
Intimacy
well, you know what?
Coordinator.
Now the real queen, an LGBT queen, is bringing it in. Who knows what it's really for, but that's what I like. I want to think that there's love scenes or something. It's going to be great.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, she tricked him. Not happy with it. Very upset.
Yeah.
You think she's working for somebody, but you don't know who.
Yeah, I don't think she's smart enough to do it on her own.
I think she's working for Grand Admiral Thrawn. Okay. Spoiler alert. Still go watch the YouTube video.
Okay.
It's just a soft opening for the Ahsoka series.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So, finally, we have our last little bit of the episode, Bo-Katan, Kreese, and Din Djarin.
Mm-hmm.
Who, last week, I love Bo-Katan. Like, give me, I don't know if I can trust, I don't know if I, she's, what is she up to? I don't think she's really befriending Din Djarin, and she is certainly not befriending these people.
Well,
so,
she's confusing me, because half the time she's nice, the other half the time she's not nice. She's been nice primarily most of this season, right?
Well, don't forget, before when she thought it was Din rolling up in that ship, she told her droid, let's get rid of him once and for all. That wasn't
she did
seem
say
very
that.
Nice. And
but
was
it,
Grogu,
did, it
and she's
seems
like,
misplaced. Oh. It's almost like it was for a different storyline in a way.
Oh, yeah, no, that's just Bo-Katan. She's, you know what? We have a child that might be like that. We have a child who sometimes makes their own bad decision. And instead of accepting that responsibility, they project it onto everybody else. And you know what? That's Bo-Katan's MO.
Interesting.
She can't accept her responsibility in things. So it's always everybody else's fault all around her.
My little Bo-Katan.
Yeah. So Bo-Katan's really.
She's living under my roof.
But that really is kind of Bo's character, I think. I think she's got so many issues that she hasn't properly dealt with them. Maybe she should go see that droid that Dr. Bershing was talking to. But yeah, I don't know. Like, she is apparently part of the Children of the Watch now. She hasn't taken her helmet off. She took a bath. The armorer's like, you can join us for as long as you want. Mm-hmm. And then she looked at that little mythosaur. So I think she's using Din right now. I think she's using Din to get in good with these people, because if you remember, she lost all of her people. And all Bo-Katan wants to do is lead Mandalore and lead Mandalorians. So I have a feeling she's going to use friendship just like Alia Kane. And she's going to trick all these poor people, who I don't know if they're poor people. They're like some weird wacko religious sect who mm-hmm. won't let Din Djarin be gay and take his helmet off.
Hmm.
So maybe screw them all over. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Why do you think, and again, if she was really friends with Din Djarin, don't you think she would have told him that she saw the mythosaur? She wanted to make it real. She wanted to for sure
really
know that he didn't see
what
her.
The mythosaur, the big deal for him is.
Well, they're like the sign of their people. So you know that's the
of
skull.
Their
that,
people.
Of the Mandalorians.
Okay.
So that big skull that you saw, it's got like, it looks like a cow head and the two big horns.
Maybe she thinks she's crazy.
Well, but if really you remember Kuil, who you thought was the one that said,
this is the way.
Yeah, but it's just not what he said, because he said,
let's go somewhere to have a good time. I don't remember what he said.
I have spoken.
Oh, yes, I have spoken to Kuil. Sorry,
anyways,
didn't work out for you.
When Din Djarin was trying to ride the blurgs in episode... Somebody else spoke.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that. Maybe you should have said, this is the way.
Ouch. But he said, your people once rode the great mythosaur, and he was trying to say, you can ride a blurg. So, anyways, I'm sure there's stuff in canon. One of these days, we're going to call Luke and Buck. We're going to live call them one day on the show. That's what we should do.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
Just call them. Hey, by the way, you're live. Say hello. Yeah, so I don't
we'll
know.
Shake I'm, the bucky box at the same
but
time.
But you know, I'm just thinking about all this friendship. Think about Lando and Han Solo. Lando completely screwed Han over.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Bib Fortuna
mm-hmm.
screwed over Jabba the Hutt. Sure to take that throne over real quick.
Hmm, that's true.
Fennec Shand, she's just a wind breeze away from screwing over Boba Fett.
Ah, I like her.
Like, right? But you would never trust her to be your friend, right?
Oh, I'd love her as my friend.
As a, like, a catty gay? You know, you should probably always have a shank in your hand just in case, but you're like, but have you seen her? I mean,
we could do brunch.
With a side eye like that, she can stab me all she wants. Like that kind of relationship?
I don't know about that. I thought we could just be friends.
I don't think she's got it in her.
You don't think so?
No.
She could protect me.
I mean, I love that about her. She's a great character.
We'll have her call the insurance company.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think about all the friends. You know, Count Dooku and Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
Dooku trusted Palpatine. Thinking,
well, hang on a second. There was Boba Fett. There was
Dooku
Luke
and
Skywalker Ventress. And Princess Leia.
Yeah, but they were friends but forever. They were BFFs.
They were. Yeah. So they were friends.
Han Solo and Luke Skywalker
Luke,
BFFs.
Right. Luke and the green guy. What's his name?
Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
But.
The Wookiee.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. And. No, I was going to say it. I was seeing if you knew it.
Oh, uh-huh. Give me another. Tell me another Wookiee's name.
Okay. Black something. Chrysanthemum.
Almost. Black, good job. Black Chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum.
Let me give that to you. Can you give me another one?
Another Wookiee?
Yeah.
It was the female one, whatever her name was. I don't think I ever knew her name. Wait.
The female one?
Yeah, there's a female one. Oh, that was the Christmas special.
Yeah.
You
know what? I'm going to give you all these. Good for you.
Oh, hey. Well, I don't want to give up my title, though.
Okay.
Casual fan at best.
Forced to listen.
Oh, forced to listen.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. And then, DJ from The Last Jedi
right.
befriended Finn and Rose Tico and then turned them right over.
Hmm.
Hux really screwed over the entire First Order.
Hmm.
Friendship in Star Wars sucks, Thomas.
Well, you know, now that you're mentioning it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Really sucks.
Wow.
Yep. Ouch. Anyways, you know what doesn't suck, Thomas?
Our time here together.
Well, that definitely doesn't suck. You know what else doesn't suck?
No. What?
and sometimes makes it easier to do some of those things sometimes.
Oh.
Manscaped doesn't suck. Manscaped is quite good. So
yes.
Manscaped, thank you for sponsoring this episode. Thank
and
you.
Now you can see it all, friends.
You know, we've all been down there doing some things every once in a while, and sometimes you come back up and there's a little hair in your tooth.
Oh,
and you
Jesus.
Don't want that.
Where so, have you been?
I like my bears, Daddy. I like my bears. So, you know, if you don't want to give anyone some unasked for floss advice, head on over to manscaped.com. Use our code PINKBALLS for 20% off your order. It's free shipping here in the U.S.
Anyway, order it. It's a great product. Yep. Next.
Keep it shaved down there.
I think we got the explanation.
No flossing required.
No flossing. But they do a great...
I can't believe these people
a great
pay
shaving.
Us to say these things. I'm not...
PINKBALLS.
Use our code PINKBALLS for 20% off your order and free shipping over there at manscaped.com. Thank you again for sponsoring this episode.
And
Manscaped.
Where can they find you?
You know, you can find me and
what
the
if
show.
They want to support you?
You can head on down below, scroll down, whether
down
you're on YouTube,
somewhere.
Spotify, Apple Pods, wherever, and subscribe to our Patreon. Check it out. There's all sorts of goodies in there. Also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, I really, really like it if you leave us a review. We are almost at 100. We are at 91.
Ooh.
91 reviews. Only 5 stars, please. Trolls need not apply.
I should tell
Greg. There's some of those on there, too.
Greg tells us every day to leave him a Google review.
Oh.
Every day. Anyway, we'll leave it there.
Also, if any of you are listening, there's a few of you that are like Tom and part of the Children of the Watch with all your realtor ways of like, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough. And you know what? If they,
those are called affirmations.
Okay, but they told me if I spend this $50 for this CD, I'm going to get so many listings.
Oh my God, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was back all in of the you short
realtors,
sale days.
All of you realtors. Our way, Dan, looking at you too, my friend. All of you realtors can probably relate to those Children of the Watch way too easily. Mm. Anyways, until next time, Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to go to bed?
I'm ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Me too, but you know what I'm going to be doing?
Editing this.
Good luck to you listening to this later. Until then, follow me on the show at Serving Pink Milk on Twitter and Instagram. And without further ado, Thomas,
let's drink up.